The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be called holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. Good morning. Angel Gabriel said, "You have found favor. God is happy with Mary." Why? Because she was sinless, she was faithful, she was always doing the will of God. So, in short, she was clean. She is full of grace. That's her. But you and I, sorry, no, we're not. All of us here, not one of us here is without sin. So in short, for us to make God happy or pleased with us, and that he will see us welcoming him, what should we do? Cleansing. And that is why it is important that this Christmas, it's all about cleansing, so that God will see, "Hey, look at that, a shining, clean soul." But let's face it, some of us concentrated on decorations, which is not bad. But that is what? For people to see, yes? For people to see. It's not bad. But God created the universe. Do you think a small Christmas tree or lightings will make him happy? The stars are his decoration. So nothing really will excite God with regards to Christmas decorations. But he will see that he is truly welcomed if you and I, or when you and I, repent and ask for his forgiveness. Do you agree? Huh? I hope so, because this is not me. This is something that we have to realize. Because Here we are talking about peace on earth, about family reunion, about getting back with our family. But what have we done to get back to God? Oh, Father, Jesus loves me. He'll forgive me. Did you ask for forgiveness? Did you go to confession? Acknowledge your sins? See, that's my concern. As your priest, that is my concern. That you really are truly, really, sincerely welcoming Jesus. Because if it's too, and I keep telling people, if it has become too concerned about externals, Father Frank and I, we are the same in many different ways. We like food, we like electronic stuff, but he likes to decorate things. I don't mind, but the problem with him, he wants me to decorate it. I said, what the heck? You're the ones who would like it, and now you're bugging me with this? Oh, he will get all these Christmas balls, Christmas lights, and then what? You do it. So I said, no, that's your problem. My point was, I want to make sure that in the next few days before Christmas, at least I'll try not to sin. I try not to offend God. I try to pray more so that I can really show to God how much I love him. Because, let's face it, the world, there are too many things in the world that we are concerned about, that we forget about God. How can we love God if we have no time to pray for him, to him? How can we say that we need God if we are only concerned about pleasing other people? No? So my dear friends, let us imitate. These past few days, we talked about St. John the Baptist. We talked about St. Joseph. We talked about Zechariah and all these holy men and women, Elizabeth. We talked about this during the everyday readings, about these men and women welcoming God in their lives, trying to be faithful. And on the other side, in the Old Testament, we even talked about Samson. Wherein he was dedicated to God, and yet he became unfaithful but died faithful when he gave his life for the people. So all of us here need to go to confession, need to repent, need to ask for God's forgiveness, need to acknowledge that we are weak. All of us here. No? Do not pretend. Stop pretending. We have been pretending too much to other people. Trying to impress other people about seemingly we are holy or perfect or whatever. No, don't pretend. Stop that. In the eyes of God, we come before him with humility, with truthfulness, that we are all sinners begging, asking for his divine mercy. If we don't do that, if we don't acknowledge our limitations, then how can we show God that we need him? So my dear friends, we say with regards to Mary, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. Imagine that, her attitude of what? Openness, willingness to obey whatever the angel told her. She did not understand fully the consequences, but she was willing to surrender herself to God. And that is what we do every time we go to confession. We surrender ourselves to God's mercy. We surrender ourselves to God's forgiveness. We surrender ourselves to God's love. And I hope and pray sincerely that you've done your part, really, to make this Christmas what it was meant to be. To welcome Jesus in our hearts, in our families, fully reconciled with God, truly blessed, truly full of grace, because we have received his divine forgiveness. This is what we are meant to be. This is what we are supposed to do in welcoming Jesus in our lives. May God always continue to bless us with his love, and may you and I continue to grow in our faith and love in Jesus Christ, glorifying him, loving him, obeying him, not only one moment in time, but every day of our lives.